Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hey there, it's Wendy with Charlie Jane Speaker Services. Today we're talking about what the important elements are and that should be on a speaker website. First off, the goal is to prompt your visitor to go from being a looker to a booker. First, it's important to know that about 98% of planners and organizers are going online now to find their speakers. Out with the old, in with the new, so don't bother building the old-fashioned media kit. Maybe a few to have on the side, but they don't really get requested anymore, so it's all online media kits. With that being said, it's important to build a website not only attractive and fitting to your brand, but one of simplicity and having all the necessary elements in place with a very clear message. It needs certain elements to make the planner go from a looker to a booker. And if it's not clear and uncluttered, they're simply just going to close your site and move on to the next one. They don't have time really to search for what they need. An overwhelming and cluttered site is frustrating for a planner. A site that boasts of the speaker themselves is immediately going to get closed. So there's a lot of speakers out there, and you don't want them closing your website because it doesn't have the elements needed to grab their attention. I want to make note that your titles and your headings are going to rank you in search engines. So whatever your specialty is, sales, advertising, media, use those to build your titles and your headings, because the hiring party will be putting those keywords in when they go to search for a specific speaker. And the content on your homepage should also contain your targeted keywords. So if you're a sales speaker or advertising, leadership speaker, media speaker, and so forth. If you're an affiliate or a member to any club or organization, you can share that logo at the bottom of your page or maybe on the sidebar like a NSA or a CSP. You always want to have a strong positioning statement and a call to action. Once the planner lands on your homepage, what do you want them to do next? Believe it or not, many land on a page and they really don't know where to go next. So you want to make it easy for them and provide a call to action front and center. Tell them what you want them to do next, whether it's take a look at your presentations or take a look at what others are saying or see Nancy or Bob in action, which is going to take them to your video page. A call to action on that page could be book Nancy or book Bob today, which is going to lead them to your contact page. It's all about providing a call to action and letting them know what you want them to do. So once they land on your website, you just need to take them in steps from looking to booking. Only the following pages. You don't want to bog your site down with content that doesn't really need to be there. Mm-hmm. It's going to become overwhelming for the hiring party. So keep in mind simplicity with the clear message. You should have a home page, about page. You don't have to name it about page. You can name it Meet Nancy or Meet Bob. A presentations page, testimonial page, videos, meeting planner page, and products, or if you have a book, you should have a page for that, and then your contact page. Your home page is going to have, and I personally like the airy and the white and roomy on the home page, but provide an excellent call to action, a video that you want to showcase, and I would say 2 to 3 minutes, no longer. And have a nice action photo of yourself. Don't use the old school, traditional, it's boring, blah, it's outdated. Your home page is the grabber. So it should take the viewer from looking to booking. And to do so, you must provide them with a clear message so that they know exactly what you want them to do and what you're going to provide for their audience. That's really all they care about. So the degrees and titles, although they're very nice to have, where you've been and all that, it doesn't really impress the planners a whole lot. So have your web designer put in a meta description on your home page. This is simply a sentence or two explaining who you are, such as Nancy Johnson, professional leadership speaker, teaching audiences, da 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 da. Now that's an example, but use what you want people to know you as. Your web person will know what this is and they can do that for you. You just need to provide them the content. And this is going to help planners find you in the search engines. So if you go through all the trouble and expense of putting together a speaker website, you want to make sure it's going to work for you and not against you. It's not meant to only be an online brochure. Your homepage should also have an opt-in box, providing something free and of interest to your visitors, whether it's a planner or not. You want to capture every visitor who lands on your page. Without this in place, it's like taking up a handful of pennies and pouring them into a little thimble, and you're catching none, but maybe one. You want to catch all your visitors because you want to be able to continue to market and share with them on a monthly basis. And I know a lot of you are busy, and so this really is something maybe a virtual assistant can do for you. And if you need a referral, let me know. I can refer you to some good VAs that can help you. Your homepage, ask yourself these questions when you are putting together your homepage. Who are you? Always showcase your best and shortest video on your homepage. What do you do? Be very specific. You need a clear message. You need a positioning statement, is you want your visitor to know exactly what you do right away so they don't have to search for it. What can you do for the hiring party's audience? The benefits, takeaway, etc. This one is very, very important, and it is something that planners look for immediately. So have it front and center. State it clearly what you can do for their audience. It's about them and never the speaker. What do you want your visitor to do next? This is going to be your call to action. What do you have to give away in exchange for a visitor's email and their name? So create your opt-in box. This is to build your mailing list and keep in touch with your potential buyers. You will need to create something to give away so they will exchange their email and their name with you. Possibly you could use a chapter in your book, if you have a book, and put it in PDF, or a free report, a top 10 list, and you all are speakers, so even an audio clip, you can give that away. Anything of value and that's of urgent to your visitor, something that's going to really help them now. Make your homepage visibly attractive and light. The image you want to put on your homepage is maybe you standing up, an action picture, a fun picture, and up to date. So using action type images through your website is a very good idea, and it kind of gives the visitor a feeling of knowing you and making that connection, which is extremely important. Utilize all the keywords and content on your homepage. This, like I say, your webmaster is going to know this, and you want to be found easily in the search engines under your specialty. So sales speaker, leadership speaker, women speaker, women's issue speaker, media speaker, whatever it is. Use keywords in your titles and headlines and then throughout the content of your homepage, as I mentioned earlier. Your about page, about Nancy, about Bob, whatever your name is. This is the page that you're going to tell about yourself. Your story, how you got to where you are today. Don't make it a three-page report. Just rather sweet and short, just a few paragraphs. The planner's not going to read it all if it's too long. So if you have a lot to share, wrap it up nice and pretty in a few little paragraphs. Pretend that you're creating an elevator speech only in written word. This is technically is going to have a little bit of your bio. But the full-blown bio in a PDF format should be on your planner page. So you also want to add an action picture, action image on this page. Like I said, a fun one, standing up, laughing, doing something cool, funny, you know, something that's going to stand out. Your presentation page. Just as it states, presentations only. Share all of them on this page, nice and light, pretty, non-cluttered. That's the big thing here. You don't want to clump things together. It's an eyesore and it's not going to get read. So maybe use some kind of bar separation between the topic presentations to give it a nice little gentle touch. Share the name of the presentation and only a short paragraph of the details. Remember, short, sweet, and clear. is the key here. If you like, throw in a short testimonial under each presentation. Space it a little bit and then put it down underneath each presentation. Just a short testimonial. Testimonial page, very, very, very important. This is a very powerful marketing tool in your business, and so it really needs its own page. Make it easy to find and navigate. Clients are going to visit this page. Trust me, they will be on it. They want to know where you've been, who has said what about you, whether it's other planners, organizers, buyers, and whatnot. But they will be on there looking, so make sure you have that in place. And keep it light, eye-pleasing. Don't clump it all together. Leave space to breathe. And if you have hundreds of testimonials, don't share them all. Just pick the top 10, maybe 20, if you like, should be sufficient. Videos. Huge one. And as you know, I'm a big fan. So in working with planners for over a decade, I constantly hear, I wish they would have a video so we can see how they perform and how the audience reacts to them. It kind of gives your web visitor a connection that they need. It gives them a sense of ease knowing that they can hire you and not get fired in the process. It kind of gives the speaker a chance of being booked right there on the spot. Once the planner views their video, they like you, they're going to book you. It is a must nowadays, and there's really no way around it. If you do need help putting together a video, let me know. I'm happy to help you. You want to showcase as many videos as you have on this page, medium size, and showcase, of course, your best video on your homepage. And you can even maybe share it in the sidebar, like some of the templates have widgets. It just depends on which one that you're using. And if your video is raw, please have it edited to make it presentable. And of course, you want to shorten it, so I would say maybe 2 to 3 minutes. I wouldn't go any more than 3 minutes. That's maximum. As I mentioned earlier, planners are in a hurry, and they just you just really need to grab their attention right off the bat within a few minutes, or they are going to move on. If you need help with your raw footage, let me know. We do that here, and we can put that together for you. Your video is meant to showcase your knowledge, your expertise, your credibility, and your performance. So sharing your videos not only on your website, but with online video sharing websites, which, such as YouTube, but there's hundreds of them out there, that gives you a lot more visibility and possibility of your videos going viral. So using video can make you stand out from the rest of the crowd. You want to be that purple cow in the field, and you want to stick out, and you can do this with your videos. I could go on. I'm a huge fan of videos, and I could just go on and on and on about the importance of having videos on your website, but I think you probably know, and I'm just going to keep it at that. So do keep in mind, it is your visual calling card. Meeting planners page. Very important page, and it needs to have all the following elements in place and easily found. Don't make the planner search page after page for what they need. Quick and easy is the key here, and having everything readily accessible for them. I would like you to add a link on this page as well to your articles, because sometimes a planner needs to print out an article real quick that you've written because they want to bring it to the board when the board is making a decision on hiring. The following should be on your meeting planner page. New speakers, you're not going to have all of this stuff, and it's just something for you to build on. But you should have a bio, preferably PDF, downloadable, a one sheet. If you don't have a one sheet design, call me, I'll help you. A pre-event questionnaire and introduction sheet, articles or a link to your articles, pictures. You want to offer black and white, color, traditional, and action shots, fun pictures. Make sure you offer those as well. A medium to large sizes. Video. Share only the link to your video page. Don't clutter the page with all your videos because you already have a page for videos. Your client list or partial client list. Fee schedule. And your topics. Share a nicely created PDF here, maybe a link back to your topics page, your presentations page. I do the PDF because they may want to print it out and share it with the board or whatnot. And then book Nancy, Bob, Joe, whoever, and that's going to link to your contact page. Your products page, Just as it states, this is for your products or your book. Make it easy to buy and download, especially if it's a digital product. Don't call it the page like the name of your book or product, because most really they're not going to know what it is. And they're going to be searching to see if you have a book or if you have products, and they're not going to know what that's called. So they're going to be looking for a page titled products or a page titled or a page called your book. And this page really should share your book first and foremost, if you do have book and products, because speaking and authoring do go hand in hand, and it's going to build your credibility as a speaker of choice in your specialty area. And then if you have additional products, such as web video series that train or audios, reports, CDs, DVDs, etc., the more products that you have, the more credibility you will build and exposure, plus of course more income. And I know of speakers really that have built a product empire, and they speak literally for peanuts, but they make so much more in product sales than they would have from their speaking fee. Everyone has a product in them, and it's just a matter of really getting that knowledge out and into different learning formats to share online and at your speaking and, of course, at your training events. The contacts page. This is very important. I want you to make sure that you list every possible contact. You want to be readily available, if at all possible, at all times. So your office, in your cell, pager, your VA number, fax, emails, and so forth. Share your Facebook page, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can be reached via all these social networks as well, so make sure that you do share them. In my experience, if a planner they can't get a hold of a speaker, when they need the information or they want to book you, they're going to move on because they don't have the time to wait for a callback or keep getting a voicemail. I have seen it time and time again that speakers are losing out on great opportunities because they were so hard to get in touch with. So you want to make sure that you're just readily available at all times. You can share a contact form on your website and have it say that you get back to them immediately. If you don't have time to check the forms or the feedback, then you need to have a virtual assistant in place to do this for you on a regular basis. And they can follow up for you. But someone does need to be there and be available, whether it's you or it's your VA. That's really, really important. And a few things to avoid on your website. Don't hide your fee schedule. Always mark negotiable next to your fees. I feel that when you hide your fees, it kind of puts an extra task on the planner of tracking you down to see if you're even in the budget range. So the planner is really going to appreciate the one less step that they do need to take when you do this. And post it on a PDF. Be proud and confident in what you do charge. Another thing to avoid, it's all about me spiel. I've seen it. Where you've been, who you've rubbed shoulders with, the degrees, the certificates you hold, and so forth and so on. Planners don't really want to know this. They're very nice, and you can add them. But it's just something that they're not searching for when they're on your website and they're looking over what you do and what you have to offer. So try not to put a whole lot of effort into that. What they really want to know is what you're going to give their audience and what the walk away is going to be, what you're going to give their audience, what they can walk away with. Plus, they want to know the assurance that they're not going to get fired in the process of hiring you as a speaker. And in over a decade of working with planners, I have learned, and I've talked to many, and they don't care that you're the top dog of the speaking industry. If you can't perform and if you cannot be nice and give their audience what they need, they don't want you. And if you're stubborn and you're difficult to work with, they don't want you, and you're definitely not going to get hired back again. So I think three things that I've really seen that stand out and get speakers booked and rebooked time and time again. One, they go the extra mile, and this does mean several things, but one in particular is that they get out there. So before the event, they're mingling, they're answering questions. After the event, they're mingling and they're asking questions. They're going the extra mile. They're not just showing up 5 minutes before they get out to talk, and they're disappearing, and nobody even has a chance to ask them questions. Two, be willing to negotiate. Don't be so stubborn that you talked yourself out of what could have been an engagement of your life. Negotiate. Three, be nice. You know, it sounds so simple, doesn't it? But truly, I have seen some not so nice, arrogant, mighty speakers who are just downright rude, and they really have the personality of a bore. No one wants to be around that, and nor can they connect very well with their audience. So that's really what it's all about, is you want to make sure that you're making that connection. A few more things. Video, like I said, it's going to show your true personality and how you perform with an audience, how you're interacting and your reaction, so make sure that you get those on your site. Overcrowding your important information with too much information or graphics. No, have a purpose for everything on your page. If you can, try to host everything on your page. For example, videos. If you have videos on there and you can host them, that's great, because if the visitor clicks on a video and it takes them over to YouTube, or clicks on a link that takes them to another blog, they may not come back, you know, and they may not remember where they were when they saw you, and then you've pretty much lost them. So if you can put everything on your site, it works out a whole lot better. And old content, you kind of got to think, how long ago was it that you did your last blog post, or when's the last time you updated your calendar? Old information kind of makes you look out of the loop. So those are a few things that I feel need to be in place on your speaker website to make it successful. And if you have any questions, you can visit us at charliejane.com. That's charlijane.com. Or give us a call and we would be happy to help you.